Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is April the 20th, Thursday evening's Daily Bread, April the 20th, 2023. We welcome you once again to the filling station, to the oasis, to the rivers of living water. Amen. And we just want to say another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and his power, in his protection and his goodness, and his blessings and compassion and mercies are new every morning. So we welcome you once again. Thank you for tuning in and coming to the oasis and the booth camp and the filling station and the rivers of living waters. Because we all need our daily bread, our spiritual bread that God gives us. He gives us new manna from heaven. Amen. And we can partake as much as we want. And we never, never can ever get too full of God's word. It should always cause us to hunger. The more we get, the more we want. Especially the word of God. Amen. So thank you so much. Father, we just want to say thank you so much for every listener, Father, that has a heart to hear and ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto them. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you will articulate my words and these devotions that I bring forth, Father, that have ministered to me. I pray it will minister to the hearts of the listeners. And we just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. You abide in every listener. The ones that have received Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, and the ones that haven't, Father, you'll give them the ears to hear and the hunger to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life. They will confess Jesus as Lord, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I thank you, Father, that we get to partake of your word, Father, of your goodness, of your blessings, of your health, Father, and the wisdom and knowledge, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, the great teacher that abides in me and lives in me forever, teaches me all things that I need to know. And I thank you that you give us illumination, inspiration, revelation, impartation, and participation, Father, in your word, Father. So we say thank you once again, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Your presence is in us, and it goes with us everywhere we go. So we just thank you that you fill this room, Father, with your presence, and we release the anointing that comes with your word, that your word goes forth to accomplish all that has been sent for. It never returns void of power, but it goes for full force of power in the name of Jesus, destroying anything that would come against the word of God and pushing darkness out of the way so we can see the victory ahead of us with our spiritual eyes. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we bless you and we honor you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Can I hear an amen? This message, that devotion that I'm going to be speaking on, I was going back and forth, asking the Lord, Lord, do you really want me to speak, give this to the listeners? He goes, if the shoe fits, then wear it, then make adjustments. I know the Lord says we all like little fluffy messages, right? Words from God. But we can't have fluffy all the time. Fluffy word. Because the word of God exhorts us, rebukes us, corrects us. And that's what we want. We want the best that God has for us. And whatever he needs to speak to us, we are open with our spirit, man, to receive this devotion today. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that people will not get offended, because if it's the word of God, we are not going to get offended. We want to do what the word of God says. We want to make those adjustments in our lives, because if we don't make the adjustments that God wants, we will keep going back and back, doing the same thing like the children of Israel. They went around the mountain 40 years when they should have learned that their lessons. They said it would have taken them 9 days. And here they went 40 years, Lord, to get to the promised land because they weren't willing to change. But can I hear an amen? I am willing to change. Say, I am willing to change. I am willing to walk according to the word of God. I am willing to work according to the word of God. I love the word, and the word is my teacher. And so I want to do everything that the word says. If I need to be corrected, rebuked, reproof, then I want all that you have for me, Lord, because I'm your daughter, and they were your daughters and sons, and you are our father, and you know the best for each one of us. So we want the best for our lives, and that is to display the character and the nature and the love and the mercy and compassion and forgiveness of God, that others will see the love of God in us, that we're not harsh, we're not proudful, we are not arrogant, we don't bring forth the word with anger, because that's not you, Father. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your peace and your gentleness. When you correct us, we know it's you and we receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I hear an amen? The more important war. This is the name of it. The more important war. Proverbs 16:32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules the spirit than he who captures a city. I'll read that again. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. There are people who will irritate and even infuriate you every time you see them. Can I hear an amen? I'm sure a lot of us could say, oh yes, we know those kinds of people. When you lay eyes on them, the anger rises up and you find yourself tempted to tell them what you really think of their character and behavior. Even if your opinion is based on secondhand information. In the world today, it seems normal to air your grievances as long and as loudly as your heart desires. Can I hear an amen? More and more people are getting critical. They come out and just say doubt and unbelief, curse words. They're unhappy. They complain about everything. If a driver gets in front of them, they flip them. And now lately, people that go, they made a mistake, ring the doorbell, they get shot, they went into the wrong driveway, they get killed, or they went to the wrong car and somebody shot them. So we really have to be careful, people of God. We really do. These are trying times, and it ain't going to get any better. It's going to get worse before it gets worse. So we need to be careful. We need to be led of the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And when he leads you, he will lead you in the right way. If it's your flesh, you will always get into trouble and you'll be at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people doing the wrong thing. Amen? You may tell yourself you're standing for what's right and prevailing in an important battle. Yeah, you can stand right. Amen? Prevailing in an important battle. When you're around other people, you think, I'm right. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to give you peace of my mind, and I'm going to be protesting. I'm going to be out there. And what happens? A lot of them, people get killed. They get shot because you were at the wrong place. God never told us to go out there, amen, and protest. God never told us to go in anger and tell someone off. No. He said, if you're going to rebuke or correct someone, you do it in love and you take someone else. But it is not for us as children of God, sons and daughters of God, to go over there and open our mouth and tell people off. You know, a lot of people, it's hard for them to receive correction. And if you're being corrected and the shoe fits, go ahead and wear it. If not, say, well, that's not me, but I'm going to go ahead and take it to heart so I don't do that. Amen. So it's important that we realize our words have power. And I love what Brother Darrell said, that our words are a steering wheel of our life. We steer the wheel of our life to life or to death because of our words. The words that we speak are powerful. You don't realize that when we let words go out, they'll be floating in the atmosphere. And I remember Brother Hagen used to say that when he went over to a couple, him and Aretha decided to go visit a couple, and they were pastors. So they went and they knocked at the door, and then finally they came and opened the door, and the pastor said, oh, we were taking a nap, but let me go and get dressed and we'll be down there. And as soon as they sat down on the sofa, they both of them say, harsh words have been spoken in this house. And sure enough, you know, they were talking about it, and the pastor confessed that they had had a quarrel. And yes, our words are in the atmosphere. You release words of faith, they'll be in the atmosphere. You release words of hate and anger, unbelief, doubt, loneliness, depression. You know what? The enemy will come right at those words. They'll be atmosphere, and he comes because he is the prince of the air, remember? So we want to not be letting our mouth just release everything, you know, from our mouths. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. And sometimes when I've done that, I go, oh, and I get quiet. I realize, oh, Father God, forgive me for saying those words. Forgive me. That is not your nature. And I ask God to forgive me, and I close that door to the enemy. Amen. And we know that God forgives us when we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. You may tell yourself you're standing for right, for what's right, and prevailing in an important battle. But the truth is, when you spout off uncontrollably, you're really losing, hurting yourself, others, and even Jesus work through you. We can nullify the work that God has called us when we act like fools and we open our mouths in front of people. People all around us hear us. And you know what? I don't want to be those people that other people hear me and they go, and they are Christians and they call themselves a Christian. Look at the way they're talking. Oh, no, I don't like. And really, I don't like people listening to my conversation. That's why I'm not going to talk loud. But there's ears all around us, people of God, especially because we're Christians, we're children of God. We want to demonstrate the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Brothers and sisters, it is always better to act like Christ in every situation, in every situation. But there are people that are fighters. They just want to fight as soon as they get up in the morning. They have anger and they don't know why. But you know what? I like what Brother Darrell and Gracie have taught about the mind of Christ. It all happens up here in the mind. If you don't control the mind, what it thinks, you're not going to be able to control your mouth. And they say we are to have a sound mind, peaceful mind, a disciplined mind, amen? A sound, peaceable, and disciplined mind. And we have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. So when we are thinking, I'm going to say this, stop it, don't say it, because you'll regret what you say out of your mouth. And you know, the Lord has been giving me that scripture, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Amen? Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And I'll tell you what, there are people that we know that come to our church. They are listeners, they are hearers, they are quick to listen. They are such good listeners. They listen, and they're always in peace and walk in love. There are people that are always, man, they just want to right away spew out everything out of their mouth. And the Lord goes, I didn't say to be quick to talk, slow to listen, and quick to anger. No, he didn't say be quick to talk. Okay? Be quick to not listen and be quick not to be angry. No, he said, be quick to listen, slow to speak. Amen? And slow to anger. We do not want anger to come out of our mouths or out of our hearts. And if you have anger in you, get rid of it, confess it, and say, Father, I'm going to do the word that you have given me, and I'm going to walk in peace. You know, I remember I've been with the Lord 42 years, and I used to have unforgiveness and anger towards Pastor Jesse because of the way our marriage was, but God healed our marriage. But for the longest time, I had this anger still. I didn't like him. I loved him, but I didn't like his ways or the way he acted. So one day, a minister came to our church, and she says, I perceive you have underlining unforgiveness. And I go, what? She goes, you have underlining unforgiveness in your life. And there's a pebble still left, an area in your life that God says you still have unforgiveness. I knew what it was. I started crying and I said, Lord, that's it. And from that day forward, people of God, I've never had an unforgiveness for Pastor Jesse. I said, nope. You said, Father God, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And now, guess what? I don't get offended. You can tell me whatever you want, but I will not be offended. I will not go and cry and say, oh my God, let me get my violin out and pour me and la 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 la. No. I suck it up like they said the Texas girls do. Just suck it up, you know, because I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I don't want to disappoint my King, my Jesus. No way, no how. So, brothers and sisters, it's always better to act like Christ in every situation. Remaining patient, being loving. What's your hurry? Why are you so angry? Why are you so mad? Why are you so lonely and depressed? And then remaining with understanding, having understanding the hurts of others. You know, sometimes we don't realize why they're acting the way they are. Maybe something went wrong that day, but we have to be patient. We don't have to spew back and throw back the garbage they throw at us and give it back to them. No. We need to have understanding of the hurts of others. And believe me, in these days, people of God, there are people that are hurting bad. They are stretched like a rubber band. They're ready to fight, to kill, anger, lawlessness. I mean, just ugly, ugly things happening. But we are the children of God. We don't act like the world. We act like our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was here on the earth, he was the perfect example. Amen? And we're always forgiving freely, all the time, forgiving freely. Don't hold any offense. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It ain't worth it. And praying for those who persecute us, that say things against us. We just send love to them. We bless them. Amen? In that way, you've always sure to win the more important war for the greater kingdom when we stay in peace. Oh, but you don't understand. I'm not going to let anybody walk all over me and tell me this and that. I'm an alpha. I'm not a beta. No, you know what? You keep saying you're an alpha. Guess what? You're saying I'm a domineering person. I'm a controller. No, you're not. You're a beta, but when it's time for us to be alphas, it's time for us to be strong, we can, but not in a rude way. Just because we might be a beta doesn't mean we're weak. Because guess what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I have a giant and a hero living inside of me. Amen. Hallelujah. In that way, you're always sure to win the more important war for the greater kingdom, the one that really counts, and that's the kingdom of God. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Jesus, purge this anger from me and replace it with compassion. Jesus, purge this anger from me and replace it with compassion. Help me to forgive, love, and to be the peacemaker you call me to be. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Do you still love Pastor Rose? Say yes, amen. My hope is in Jesus because he leads me to the victorious victories that count. My hope is in Jesus because he leads me to the victories that count. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to be known as rude and ugly people of God. No, we don't. I sure don't want. I don't want people to say, oh, that Pastor Rose, man, she is so hard. She is so mean. Believe me, I used to be hard. And I remember one of my elders, she told me, you know, sometimes you can be hard, Pastor Rose, and it's the way we say things. And I told her, you know what? I take that in correction. I don't want to speak hard. I don't want to be hard with people. I want to walk in compassion. And this was like maybe 10, 15 years ago. And I have learned a lot of things, people, in 10 years. That it's better to be gentle with people than to be angry and mean and pushy. Because most people, you know, when you come at them with anger and try to correct them, and you should do this, and they're not going to receive. But if you come in the love of God, and they understand that you love them, that you're not trying to hurt them, you're trying to help them, then they'll receive a rebuke, correction, amen, an exhortation, and reproof. So I thank you so much for listening and giving me this opportunity to give you this message. And believe me, I went back and forth, and I didn't want to say do it, but the Holy Spirit says it needs to be said. But I'm the type, and I know the Lord has given me the gift to be able to encourage and strengthen you and to be all that God has called you to be, being a cheerleader for you, saying, yes, you can make it. We can make it. What God has told us to do, we can do it. We're not the ones that retreat. We are not cowards that run back. We stand our ground and we do all that God has given to us. In Jesus' name, I love you and thank you for giving me this opportunity to bring forth this message. So we say thank you, Father, for every listener. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all, and I want the best that God has for each one of you. The blessings of God chase you. His goodness runs after you. And our God is more than enough. We are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus Christ who loved us. And whatever God has called us to do, we can do it. Because he gives us the strength, he gives us the wisdom and the knowledge. Amen. And the fortitude and the faith that he's given us to go forth. And we stand our ground. Amen. Like Sister Gracie said, we contend for the faith. We stand in faith, and we are unmovable children of God. Amen. For April 2023, Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good. He is a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. And another translation says, the Lord is good. He is a stronghold in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Remember, we are kingdom-oriented and kingdom-minded. And we have an eternal perspective. Having an eternal perspective is The key to living a true Christian following Christ. Having an eternal perspective is the key to living as a true Christian, as a true child of God. Can I hear an amen? We love you. Be blessed. Be safe. Stay healthy. We're expecting storms, but we can pray against those storms, since, and they're saying severe. No severe storms. Tornadoes and hail and all this other stuff. No, we have the ability, and we have the Word of God, the two-edged sword. We say, no, it will not. No destructive rain, no tornadoes, no hurricanes, no large hail, no destruction, calamity to the children of God. We are protected. And I loose the mighty angels of the Lord to encamp around you everywhere you go, in the marketplace, the workplace, the ins and outs. And we thank you so much. You have a great evening. Brother Andrew will be with you tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. We love you. Be blessed. God bless you. Good night.